This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm David First. After 33 years, David Letterman is saying goodbye to late night. And while many are talking about his comedic legacy as he prepares to host his final episode of CBS's Late Show tonight, he's also made a big mark on the music industry by giving bands their first big break and changing the way we see music on television. Paul DeRevere wrote about Letterman's musical legacy for Pitchfork and joins us now. Paul, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
Obviously, David Letterman has had a huge platform to showcase music from his start at NBC's Late Night and then at The Late Show with CBS. What has he done to put a special emphasis on music during late night TV?
I would say, together with Paul Schaefer, I think they've had excellent taste. Everything from the commercial break music that they cover to the acts that have been on The Late Show. I think they've made it a centerpiece of the show. I think they put, seems like they put just as much effort into it as, you know, the lead guest. And I think it gives the same or similar bump to, let's say, new acts that Saturday Night Live does.
You mentioned new acts. Letterman gave several bands their big breaks, the White Stripes in 2002, for example. How did Letterman boost the recognition of previously unknown artists and catapult them to fame?
Probably because he takes bands, what I would call them, you know, sort of raw from the road, playing mostly clubs, smaller venues, gives them oftentimes their U.S. television debut or their network television debut in the U.S., just kind of lets them do their thing. With the Live at Letterman, webcast, he'd give them a full concert worth of performance on the web. It's a really big deal to play Letterman.
You mentioned in your article that Letterman also kept up with the times, viral videos, holograms. Can you give us some examples?
The hologram you're referring to is Hatsune Miku, which a lot of people in the U.S. Haven't really heard of. Hatsune Miku is a holographic pop star from Japan who plays with a live band of humans but is a digital being. Letterman's reaction to Hatsune Miku in particular is amazing because he just, you know, he's not weirded out by it. He's just, again, you know, he's like a cat of a late-night talk show host. He always lands on his feet, always has something sort of quippy and funny to say. It was a really cool moment, and he always has kept it fresh.
Well, tonight, Letterman's final musical guest will be the Foo Fighters, with whom he's had a special history. They appeared on his show to welcome him back from quadruple bypass heart surgery in 2000. Any predictions on what they'll do tonight?
He did, and I mentioned this in the story that of mine on Pitchfork, they did play Everlong in that 2000 appearance, and he called that his favorite song by his favorite band, Foo Fighters. So that's certainly a possibility. There's also My Hero, the Foo Fighters song My Hero makes a lot of sense, or maybe just a cover, an appropriate, you know, cover song.
Well, Paul DeRevere is a freelance music journalist, wrote about David Letterman's musical legacy for Pitchfork. Paul, thank you.
Thank you.